利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the peace, grace and joy from our Lord Jesus Christ always be with our fellow brothers and sisters and elderly members.
近期我们教会读经进度来到了使徒行传。
And recently, according to our Bible reading schedule, we have come to the book of Acts.
今天是到了使徒行传的第十二章。
And today we have come to Acts chapter 12.
小弟想用这个题目西律与使徒来跟我们大家一起做互相的共勉。
And so tonight I would like to use the topic Herod and the Apostles as mutual encouragement.
我们请看使徒行传第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 12.
好，我们先读第一节到第十一节。
Let's first read from verse 1 to verse 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那时西律王下手苦害教会中几个人。
Verse 1. About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church.
第二节。
Verse 2.
用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword.
第三节。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除酵教的日子。
Verse 3, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the days of the unleavened bread.
第四节。
Verse 4,
西律拿了彼得，收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后。把他提出来，当着百姓办他。
Verse 4, and when he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out to the people.
第五节。
5.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告，神。
So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church.
第六节，西律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。
Now when Herod was about to bring him out, on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison.
第七节，
Seven.
忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
7. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly!" And the chains fell off his hands.
第八节。
8.
天使对他说：“束上带子。”穿上鞋，他就那样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”
And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me."
第九节，彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做是真的，只当见了异象。
And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision.
第十节。
10.
过了第一层，第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。他们出来，走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。
When they had passed the first and the second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel left him.
第十一节。
11.
彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者，救我脱离西律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。”
Verse 11, when Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting."
好，在这边，在这一段圣经当中，我们可以看到这边记载了当时候分封的西律王下手苦害教会的人。
And so during, in this Bible passage, we can see that around that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church.
首先用刀杀了使徒雅各，就是约翰的哥哥。
And so first of all, he killed Apostle James, who was the brother of John.
他看到犹太人喜欢这件事情，又把彼得使徒彼得捉拿来，想说要照样的来办他，应该就是要把他，也是把他杀死。
So when he saw that killing James had pleased the Jews, he also proceeded to arrest Peter also, and hoping that he could also kill him.
在新约时代，有好几次都有看到神的工人被希律王 来迫害。
And so in the New Testament, we see how many times the worker of God was persecuted by Herod the king.
虽然不是同一位希律，像是一个家族的。
Even though they were different Herods, but they were from the same family.
在主耶稣降生的时候，那时候的希律王就想要谋害耶稣。
During the time of Jesus' birth, the King Herod at that time also wanted to kill Jesus.
后来在施洗约翰出来做先锋，传天国悔改的道理的时候，另外一位希律王杀害了约翰。
And during that time when John the Baptist came before Lord Jesus to preach the gospel of repentance, the Herod at that time also killed John the Baptist.
那这一位希律又是另外一位希律，当时候像我们刚刚已经看到的，苦害教会中的人用刀，已经用刀杀了使徒雅各。
So here the king recorded here in the book of Acts is a different one, and he was the one who laid violent hands on those who belonged to the church and also killed James, the brother of John.
那你如果看这个希律跟其他两个希律有一些不一样的地方。
So if you see this Herod compared to the others, there's a bit of difference.
第一个希律他要追杀耶稣，因为他怕说耶稣来要夺取他的王位。
The first Herod wanted to persecute Jesus and kill him because he was afraid that Jesus would take his throne as king.
但是其实后来主耶稣他讲得很清楚，后来门徒应该也明白了，主耶稣来不是要来做世上的王。
But later on, Lord Jesus himself explained, and also his disciples knew that he came not to be the king of this earth.
好，那第二个希律害死了施洗的约翰，这个最主要的原因就是约翰责备了他在生活当中的不对的地方。
And so the second Herod who killed John the Baptist, John the Baptist was killed because he had rebuked Herod for doing some things that were wrong in his life.
那这个希律呢，当时候他害了雅各，现在又要抓彼得，要杀彼得。他这边记载到说，他因为他看到犹太人喜欢这事，所以他去做了。
So this Herod right here killed James, the brother of John, and he also wanted to kill Peter because he saw that it pleased the Jews.
所以他这边为了就是要得到人的喜欢，得到人的认可，得到人的拥护。
So here he wanted to kill Peter because he wanted to receive popularity in the crowd and he wanted to please the Jews.
他并没有专心去听到底这些人所传的耶稣是不是就是耶稣，就是救主。
And he did not care to think about whether or not Jesus, who was preached by James and John and Peter, was the Savior.
想要从人得到喜欢，得到荣耀。
But he only wanted to please and receive glory from men.
在这一章的后面，真的你可以看到他得到了很大的荣耀。
And later on in this chapter, we see that indeed he received a lot of glory from men.
虽然不是直接跟彼得、雅各这个事情有直接的关系。
Even though it wasn't directly related to the incidents of James and Peter.
看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
使徒行传十二章的二十一节。
The Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, verse 21.
希律在所定的日子，穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讲论一番。
Verse 21, on an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat upon the throne, and delivered an oration to them.
二十二节。百姓喊着说，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
And the people were shouting, the voice of a God and not of a man.
二十三节。
23.
希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
23. Immediately an angel of the Lord struck him down because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last.
希律他很喜欢得到人的喜欢，人的荣耀。
So this King Herod, he really wanted to please the people and receive glory from them.
在这边一些人真的把很大的荣耀来归给他。他在讲话的时候，他说：“这个不是人的声音，是神的声音。”
And indeed, the people gave him great glory, because when he was speaking here, they said that this is the voice of a God and not of a man.
好，那他应该就是接受了。
And so、
不把荣耀归给神啊，觉得他应该得到这样子的荣耀啊，甚至把应该给神的荣耀自己拿了也觉得没关系。
And so he indeed accepted the saying, and he did not give God the glory, but rather he took God's glory for himself.
是夺取了神的荣耀。那在这边记载，他立刻神主的使者罚他，立刻罚他，那被虫咬，立刻就气就绝了。
And because he did not give God the glory, so immediately an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last.
虽然这一件事情跟前面的事情是两件事情，但是它既然放在同一章里面，应该也是有跟前面他所对教会所做的迫害，后来遭遇到的一个神的刑罚。
And so even though this was a separate incident recorded from the passage we have previously recorded, but since they were put into the same chapter, we see that this was somehow connected to him persecuting the church and him being punished by God.
好，所以在这一章的最前面，我们看到了雅各的死亡。
So in this chapter, in the beginning, we see how James died.
这一章的最后面，我们看到了希律的死亡。
And in the end, we see how Herod would die.
一样都是结束了在世上的生命。
And they, both of them, they ended their life on the earth.
但是我们一做比较，我们会却发现有极大的不一样。
But when we make a comparison, we can see big differences.
好，首先希律他在这边的死亡是突然间暴毙，气被虫咬，气就绝了。
And so he wrote here, he died a sudden death, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last.
他一定是非常的不甘心。
So really, he felt a lot of regret.
按照历史一些历史的记载，他当时候才44岁。
According to some historical recordings, he was only 44 years old at that time.
他当做希律王也才做了三年多四年。
And so for him to be king was only 3 or 4 years ago.
他的孩子也还小，后来他死了，他儿子十几岁，也没有办法继承这个王位。
And so because he died a very early death, his kids were also small, and so his son was unable to inherit the throne.
他能够得到这个分封的希律，在罗马那边应该也是有一些人对他的看重。
And because he was able to be placed as the king Herod, therefore the Roman government must have also looked upon him greatly.
现在在这边，本来这个当地人对罗马是非常反抗的，连带对这个希律也是不喜悦的。但是现在，他借着迫害这些基督徒，他发现他能够得到当地的人，尤其是当地宗教的领袖的一些认同和喜欢。
So in the beginning, the Jews really opposed the Roman government and also Herod, the king of their province. But because he was persecuting the church, therefore he was able to gain some popularity among the leaders and especially among the Jewish religious leaders.
所以可能在他看来，他前面人生是非常的一个光明的。
So according to his point of view, his life must have been a very bright path ahead.
想不到现在被虫一咬，哎呀，气马上就要绝了。
But little did he know that he would be eaten by worms and breathe his last.
很不甘心啊。
And so he must have felt a lot of regret.
那反过来说，雅各呢？
On the other hand, what about James?
虽然他是被刀杀害。
Even though he was put to death by the sword.
但是雅各心里面应该已经做好了准备。
But I believe James has also already prepared his heart.
我们如果看《使徒行传》的第八章。
Because if we turn to the book of Acts, chapter 8.
从第七章，斯提凡被殉道之后。
After chapter 7, when Stephen was murdered.
第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
说这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Verse 1, it says, And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
好，所以在这边我们可以看到，当大有迫害的时候，这些门徒他们被遭迫害，逼不得已远离家庭。
And so we see here the disciples, they met up with persecution, and because they had no other choice, they were scattered away from their families.
哦，但是在这边可以看到说，使徒就留在了耶路撒冷。
But we see, especially in the last part of this verse, it says, except the apostles, meaning that they still stayed in Jerusalem.
他们知道这个时候开始会大有迫害，但是他们愿意留在耶路撒冷。他们知道这可能也会受到迫害，甚至可能会面对死亡。
So the apostles knew that there would be a great persecution starting now in Jerusalem, and they knew to the matter of fact that it might also become to the point of death.
哦，还有我们看马太福音的第二十章。
Let's also turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20.
马太福音的第二十章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
耶稣二十二节哈，对，耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”
22. Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said to him, "We are able."
23节。
23.
耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们必要喝。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。”
23. He said to them, "You will drink my cup." But to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, for it is for those who, for whom it has been prepared by my Father.
好，这是主耶稣跟西比泰的两个儿子，就是雅各还有约翰所说的话。
So this is the recording of what Jesus said to the sons of Zebedee, who was namely James and John.
我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?
他们马上回答，我们能。
They said to him, "We are able."
可能当时候他们还不知道主耶稣要喝的杯是什么啊。
Maybe at that time they didn't realize yet what the cup that Lord Jesus was about to drink was.
所以他们才来求主耶稣说：“你以后，你以后一个可以坐在你的右边，在得果的时候，一个坐在右边，一个坐在左边。”
So that's why they came and asked to sit on one on the right hand and one on the left hand side of Lord Jesus when he receives his kingdom.
那主耶稣要喝的杯是极大的苦杯，是死在十字架上的一个苦杯啊。
But what the cup that Lord Jesus was about to drink was indeed a lot of suffering and is suffering to the point of death on the cross.
好，那主耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们必要喝。
And so Lord Jesus said, "You will drink my cup."
哦，所以对这些使徒，后来主耶稣受难，喝了他的苦杯，复活之后，把圣灵降下来。
So after Lord Jesus has received his bitter cup and died and resurrected and sent down the Holy Spirit,
使徒们都得到了坚固。
The apostles were indeed well established.
雅各一定回想到啊，主耶稣说我们要跟他喝，我们这个主耶稣要喝的杯，他也要。我主耶稣所喝的杯，他也要喝。
So James must have remembered that Lord Jesus said, "You will drink my cup."
之前不知道明白那个杯，现在得到圣灵之后，他明白了。
And before he received the Holy Spirit, he did not understand what this cup meant, but now he does.
所以当司提反被害之后，他还是愿意留在耶路撒冷来这边为主做工，虽然知道这边可能会有危险。
So after Stephen was martyred, he was still willing to remain in Jerusalem, even though at this point, Jerusalem was a very dangerous place.
哦，所以虽然他被抓起来，真的用刀杀害了，但是他跟希律心理上的准备完全，面对死亡完全是不一样的态度。
So even though indeed James was captured and put to death by the sword, but the amount of preparation he prepared for himself for death in his heart was different from Herod.
哦，所以对死的看法，这两个人完全不一样。
And both of their views towards death is dramatically different.
再来，希律他死的时候是非常羞愧的死啊。
And so when Herod died, he died a very lowly death.
哦，被虫咬了就死了。
Because he was eaten by worms and he died.
小小的虫，没有说多小了哈，就应该是小嘛哈。虫咬了就死了，也不是一个了，虫 worms 啊，就有虫被咬，虫咬就死了。
And so these worms must have been small, so he was eaten by worms and he died.
好，那对当时候的人来说，而且他是立刻哦， 立刻他不归荣耀给神，神的使者立刻罚他被虫所咬，气就绝了。所以对当时候的人来说，人家也知道这个人是受咒诅的，是得罪神的，被神刑罚的。
And so because he did not give God the glory, immediately the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and breathed his last. So the crowd at that time must have known that he had sinned against God, and he was cursed in front of God. Therefore, he was stricken down by God.
对，可能对这些群众来说，他们没有把他的被神的刑罚跟迫害教会联系在一起。
And of course, maybe at that time, they did not connect the death of Herod and him persecuting the church.
但是很清楚的，他得了他 不配得的荣耀，他就受神刑罚，就死了。
But what was very clear to the crowd was that he took the glory that was not supposed to be for himself, and he was stricken down and he died.
所以他是一个羞羞愧愧 的去世啊。
So he was he faced his death very shamefully.
哦，但是对使徒对这里的使徒雅各来说，他却是荣耀主的死。
But however, for Apostle James, he died a death that glorified God.
好，在为主而死、为主而受苦，反而让主的名得到荣耀。
And because he was persecuted and put to death for the name of God, therefore he was able to give glory to the name of God.
我们来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第一章。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1.
第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
腓立比书一章十二节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
Verse 12. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel.
到底保罗遭遇了什么事？
So here, what did Paul meet up with?
有时候你会想哦，他是不是遭遇了？若只读这一节啦，是不是遭遇了什么好事
？Because if you just read this verse, would it be that something good had happened to Paul?
哇，信了耶稣之后，哎，不知道啊，升职啊，然后中大奖啊，还是什么，碰到什么好事啊？
So would it be that he after he believed in Jesus, he met up with some very good things, for example, winning the lottery?
当然可能 lottery 不好，当然神祝福这也是好事啦，也是不错哈。但是这里他所遭遇的事情，让福音兴旺的事情，他所讲的不是那些世上的福气，而是什么？第十三节，你看，受的捆锁。他被关在监狱里面，他被捆锁啊，但是借着他所受为主耶稣所受的苦，反而是让福音来兴旺起来。
So here, what he was really referring to as a good thing is recorded in verse 13, where he was imprisoned for the sake of Christ, and because of this, he was able to really advance the gospel.
因为他们很清楚看到说，他受这个苦是跟基督为基督的缘故。
Because he was very clear that he saw his suffering on because of Christ.
就是说这个看到是旁边的人也看到，旁边的人看到说他受这个苦是为基督的缘故。
And not only himself, but others around him saw that he has suffered for the sake of Christ.
那有时候照正常来讲，就是说你为一个人为基督受苦，那如果我来信耶稣，那我不是要为基督受苦吗？应该是要跑掉才对啊。
And so because he suffered for Christ here, one might say that if I had come to believe in Christ, does that mean I have to suffer for Christ? Then maybe I should run away.
但是你看十四节。
But let's look at verse 14.
腓立比书一章十四节，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
Verse 14, and most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
好，腓立比书一章的十四节哈，所以因为保罗的捆锁，反而让听到的人，反而到认知说他这个就是为主受苦的人，他们反而不是害怕，反而是更加的相信，而且更加的放胆来传讲神的道。
And the verse we just read is Philippians chapter 1, verse 14. And because of the people around him who were able to see Paul's suffering, they were able to become more confident in the Lord and to much more boldly speak the word without fear. And these were those who were suffering for God.
其实这个不难明白。
And actually, this is not hard to understand.
因为当时候保罗所传的福音不是世上的福气。
Because at that time, the gospel that Paul had preached was not the blessings on this earth.
如果保罗传的是成功神学、世上的福气，那他们看到你没有成，以世上来说根本不是福气，被捆锁了，那人家一定跑掉了。
Because at that time, if Paul was preaching a gospel of success on the earth, then by seeing him being in prison, then the people around him would have already fled away.
保罗所传的跟使徒传的一样，就是救恩。
But the gospel that Paul and the other apostles has preached is salvation.
关乎生命，关乎永远永生。
In regards to life and eternal life.
那这些人受了保罗所传的的这些道理，他们信了。
So these people received the teachings of Paul and they believed.
再来，他们看到保罗为了这个道理，为了这永远的生命，为了基督能够奋死不顾，让他们更加的确信这个是实在的存在。
And so because they saw that Paul was able to even go to the point of death for this gospel, therefore they were able to believe even more in the gospel which Paul had preached.
所以常常在逼迫之下，反而信心会更加的坚固啊。
So sometimes during persecution, it is able to establish one's faith even more.
使徒时代也是这样子，就是在一开始的时候，当斯提凡被害之后也是这样子。
And during the early times of the apostolic times, after Stephen was martyred, it is likewise.
好，在第八章说，从那日起大遭逼迫，结果人就四散离开耶路撒冷了。
And so in chapter 8, verse 1, it records that afterwards there was a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were scattered.
好，那他们分散到各地，不是就去躲起来啊？
And so they were scattered through the regions, but they did not hide.
以后不敢说我是信耶稣了。
And they were not unwilling to say that they were believers of Christ.
哦，他们不管到哪里去怎么样，第八章的第四节，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
So in Acts chapter 8 verse 4, we see that now those who were scattered went about preaching the word.
结果把犹太全地、撒玛利亚都传遍了这个道理。本来他们还聚集在耶路撒冷，结果这个一逼迫下去，这些人到哪里去，随走随传。
And so they spread the gospel throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria after they were persecuted, and they preached wherever they went.
哦，所以照样的，这一次雅各的死不会让教会信心受到亏损。
So again, the death of James was not able to hinder the faith of the church.
不会让教会的名誉受到亏损。
And it would also not affect the name of the church.
反而会增加弟兄姐妹的信心。
But on the other hand, it was able to boost the faith of those in the church at that time.
为了主道更加笃信不疑。
And they were able to be more confident in the word and the gospel of God.
所以雅各的死是荣耀主的死。
So James died a death that bring glory to the name of God.
跟希律的死完全不一样。
And it's a very different death from the death of Herod.
希律的死是一个被咒诅羞愧的死。
Because the death of Herod is the one who was cursed by God and died a very shameful death.
雅各却是荣耀主的死，增添了人的信心。
But James was able to glorify God in his death and was also able to bring confidence and add to faith of those who were in the church.
那第三有一个最重要的不一样。
And the third point, there's also a very big dramatic difference.
就是死后将要遇到的。
Is what they were about to face after they died.
人人都有一死，死后要面对审判。
And so everyone will meet up with death, but there is judgment after death.
希律王在世的时候，只想着要讨好人，甚至迫害了神的工人。
Herod, when he was alive on earth, he only wanted to please men, and he even persecuted the workers of the church.
那他死后要面对这位神的审判，他要怎么站立得住？
How is he able to stand before God's judgment after he dies?
更最可怕的不是世上生命的结束，而是第二次丢在硫磺火湖里面第二次的死。
So the most fearful death is not death in this life on this earth, but rather it is the second death in which he is thrown into the lake of sulfur and fire.
哦，但是对雅各来说，这个死后。他是习了世上的劳苦。
But however, for James, in his death, he was able to set aside the burdens of this life.
启示录第十四章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章的第十三节。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them.
好，在主里面而死的人有福了。
Here it says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
不只是他们习了世上的劳苦。
Not only may they rest from their labors on this earth.
为主所做工的果效要跟随他们直到永生。
Their deeds of working for God will follow them all the way to eternal life.
像主耶稣他在世上生命结束的时候他说成了。
And just like how Lord Jesus gave up his life when he was on earth, he said, it is done.
那洗礼要死的时候他说完了，没有说，但是应该是完了，没有了，世上这些荣华富贵都没有了。
And when Herod was about to die, maybe in his heart he was saying, I am doomed, and all of these glories of the earth do not belong to him anymore.
好，所以这是最大的不一样。
So this is the greatest difference between the two.
雅各跟洗礼的不一样。
And this is the difference between James and Herod.
那当然今天我们从雅各的受难让我们来做出许多的学习。
And of course, from James being murdered, we can learn many things from this chapter.
要对这个信仰更加的坚信不疑，甚至为主愿意为主吃苦，背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
So we need to be more confident in this faith and to be more established in this faith and to take up our cross and be willing to suffer for God.
我们的生命就在神的手中。
Because our lives are in the hands of God.
交托给神啊。
And we hand over our life into his hands.
他要什么时候取回去都是由神来做决定。
And whenever he wishes to take our life, that is up to his decision.
有时候他早一点，有时候他晚一点。
Sometimes he will take our life earlier, sometimes he will take it later.
比如雅各，他就在这个时候被主接回了。那彼得这个时候他也被关起来，但是他就主就把他就脱离了希律的手。
And for example, James here, he died, but we see here that the Lord also saved Peter and saved him from the hand of Herod, and Peter did not die here.
哦，但是一样的，彼得他一定也做好了心里的准备。
But we see that, of course, Peter was also prepared in his heart.
哦，其实在他想来想说，他明天一定是没命了。
Because according to Peter here, he thought that maybe tomorrow he would lose his life.
所以当他被救出来的时候，他还很惊讶。
And so when he was
真的，我真的出来了。
So when he was rescued by the angel, he really did not know until he came to himself and realized that he had been saved.
实在是一个大的神迹。
And truly, it is a great miracle.
好，我们看回到《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 12.
第六节说，希律将要把他提出来的前一夜，就是明天，就是要办他了。
So in verse 6 here in the beginning it records, now when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, meaning that he was about to be killed tomorrow.
可能这个关键时刻啊，增加看守的力度啊，被铁链绑着，铁链锁着，然后左右两边都有士兵啊。
And so because this was a very critical point in time, therefore Peter was bound with two chains and he was sleeping between two soldiers and there were sentries before the door guarding his prison.
对，门外还有兵啊，这个是一层一层的一个防守啊。
So we see here that there were layers and layers of protection to prevent him from escaping.
有四班的兵丁啊，每班四个，可以轮流看守，不会累啊。
And so there were four squads of soldiers to take turns and to guard him, and so they will not become tired.
全天候24个小时，你说一般就六个小时嘛，六四二十四，对不对？
And so because there were four squads of soldiers and there's 24 hours in a day, therefore each squad only had to use 6 hours to guard him.
但是就算这样子重重的看守，在人看来根本都不可能了。结果忽然有主的一个使者就在旁边。把彼得把他拍醒。
So So under so many layers of him preventing him from escaping, from the viewpoint of men, it seemed impossible for him to escape. But we see here how an angel of the Lord appeared to him.
哦，虽然这边，这边没有特别讲到这些兵呢，但是应该他们是睡着了。
And so it did not really record the soldiers on his side, but they should have been asleep.
哦，睡到了早上起来才发现彼得不见了。
And they slept all the way till morning the next day, and they found that Peter was gone.
哦，这个屋里面有光照耀，有开灯啊，光照耀，但是兵没有醒啊，但是拍拍拍，彼得醒了。
And the light shone into the prison cell, and the soldiers did not wake up. But after the angel pat Peter, Peter was able to wake.
但是怎么办？他还是被这个铁链锁着啊。
But he was still bound between the two chains.
这个铁链从他的手上脱落下来。
But the chains fell off of his hands.
啊，就那个天使跟他说：“来，束上带子，穿上鞋。”他就这样子做了。
And the angel said to him, dress yourself and put on your sandals, and he did so.
哦，他特别提醒他披上外衣。
And the angel especially reminded him to wrap your cloak around yourself.
如果在逃命的时候应该就顾不得了，赶快就跑了。
Because if one was fleeing for his life, probably he would not even think to wrap his cloak around him, but just flee.
哦，甚至没有穿衣服就跑出去了。
Or maybe just even flee without putting on anything.
好。当然这边但是他还可以穿他提醒他你要先穿好这个衣服怎么样怎么样怎么样、哦、外衣都不要忘记、哦、不要忘记带走你的外衣穿好了然后就继续往外面走就跟着他来
But the angel was willing to wait for him to dress himself step by step and also remind him to take his cloak and not leave anything behind and follow him、
哦、那彼得就跟着其实他那时候还不知道天使所做的是真他只是以为他见了一个异象
And so Peter went out and followed the angel, and he did not know that the angel was real, but he thought that he was seeing a vision.
第一层监牢，第二层监牢，来到了临街最后的这个大铁门，门自己开了。
So they passed the first and second guard. They also came to the iron gate leading into the city, and it opened for them of its own accord.
这个真的蛮特别的，不是天使去推开哦。那个不是天使去把这个门推开，它是一个自动门，就打开了。
And so this is a very special recording because the gate, the angel did not push the gate open, but the gate was like an automatic gate, and it opened for them of its own accord.
他就走出来，过了一条街，天使才离开他。
And so he came out and he went along one street, and after one street, the angel left him.
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
彼得醒悟过来说：“啊，我现在真知道主差遣他的使者。”救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。
Verse 11, when Peter came to himself, he said, Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all the Jewish people were expecting.
就差这么一条街的距离、啊、非常对彼得来说是把神把他放在两个非常不一样的环境当中。
And just the distance between one street is two very different situations, which God put Peter under.
才刚刚，他就在那一条街的对面，在那个牢里面被捆绑在两个锁链当中，死囚，明天就要被处死了。
And so on the other side of the street, he was put in a prison cell, and he was enchained between the chains, and he was about to be put to death on the other day.
哦，那这样走出来，不知道他走了多久，几分钟吧？几分钟过后走出来，到街的另下一条街，就是再过一点距离而已。哎，完全不一样，是一个自由的人呢、啊，可以做这个，可以做那个，而且没有马上面对死亡的危险。
And so just by walking along one street distance from the prison, he was able to be a man of freedom and he was able to do as he wants and to go as he pleases and not face death immediately.
让我们看到神带领的奇妙。
And so here we see the wonderful guidance of God.
有时候我们会落在苦难当中。
Sometimes we may fall into suffering.
哎，那有时候神就把我们放在平安当中，一下子好像刚刚那个苦难是做梦的，一下子把我们放回到了平安当中。
And sometimes God immediately puts us into peace, as if the suffering we have just faced was like a dream.
那有时候又放回到苦难当中，好像刚刚那个平安是做梦的。
And sometimes He might put us back into suffering, and the peace might seem just like a dream.
不管神 让我们遇到放在什么样子的一个境况当中。
But no matter what environment God puts us under,
你发现彼得他的平安是一样的。
We see that the peace of Peter remained the same.
明天要被处死了，他今天晚上在这边，就睡了。
And he was about to be put to death the next day, but he was still sleeping, this night in the prison.
如果是我们会怎么样？
What if we were in Peter's shoes?
至少也彻夜祷告吧，我不知道。人家都在为他祷告，你如果看到教会都在为他切切的祷告，让他自己在那边睡觉。
But we see here
可能他祷告累了，反正他就是在睡，意思应该就是他有平静、有安稳、有这样子的一个平安。
So we see here that Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. If we were in his shoes, at least we would have prayed. He might have prayed, but he received peace and he fell asleep.
所以不管神把我们放在什么样子的境况当中，或者愿意让我们遇到什么样子的一个境况，我们总是一定能够从他那边得着平安。
So no matter what environment God puts us into, and no matter what circumstance we meet up with, God is still able to give us peace.
让我们要像彼得这样子来信靠神，走这人生的道路。
So we need to be like Peter and to have faith and rely on God and to walk the path of life.
好，愿主祝福各位。
And may God bless everyone.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
198首。
198。
前进不知不一路求主来看顾，主啊主啊，身上风浪真可怕，求你令我不惆怅，圣光普照耀的地，圣光明媚净华丽，天主耶稣是我力，走进福地享安息，主啊主啊，是上风浪真可怕，求你令我不惆怅，平安直到我天家。